Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. We're riding with the king here on the Midday Show. It's Monday at noon, which means Howard Eskin joins us, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's is opening up two more locations in the next couple months, one in Royersford, another one in Langhorne. But be sure to check them out. Make it McGurk's. Howard, how are we doing today?
You know what? Howard. I'm good, and I'm not so good because I listen to some of the comments, and I'm saying, are people that clueless? Or I'm good when people understand. So, and that goes for you guys too. It's just a you, Douglas. This is directed at you. Okay.
Okay.
You know what? We know it's so obvious. Hey, listen. After a win, there's usually going to be complaints, and it's, you know, sometimes not as bad because somebody finds something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Today is obvious. There really is an issue now. I expected what was going to happen yesterday because you can't play hard for all 17 games. You just can't. And, you know, in the meetings, Nick Sirianni brought it up. I'm surprised he even brought it up. Can't take a team for granted. And I don't think they did. But mentally, you do. But it comes to the defense. I'm going to give them a pass. They play hard. They're really, really good. They're the reason. They're the biggest reason, I think, the Eagles. You know, you can take Saquon Barkley and say, and he's great. He's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest reason they're 11-2 is because of their defense.
I agree. And Howard, with that, I think that Carolina offense has turned a corner. They're not terrible. So I'm not surprised that they moved the ball a little bit.
Okay. So here's where I'm going to direct it at you, Douglas. You can't just kind of take blame is a strong word. Away from the quarterback, and it sounds like you are a little bit.
He's coping today. Yeah, he's trying to cope.
I'm not so much coping. Mm. I know he's a part of it, but I don't think
the holidays.
I said you asked me a question, and I said maybe it's the holidays. I didn't say that it was the holidays. I said maybe it is. I don't know what's going on in his mind, but
it's not the holidays.
It's a combination of him and some other things, I would say.
And what are the other things?
Maybe the play calling.
No,
Howard,
see, that's where.
But listen, Howard, I don't know. See, this is where. Wait a minute. I mean, I'm going to let you speak, King. I promise. But this is where I don't know because
in that first half,
they called two back quarterback sneaks. Now, who is that? Is that the quarterback or is that the play call? I don't know. So that's why I said I don't know who it is because it was one play. It looked like it was a busted play. And then they came right back and ran another one.
Yeah, but you don't know that it's a quarterback. I am telling you that Kellen Moore is calling more passes than are thrown. Now, we know by the sacks, because when there's a sack, either he hasn't thrown the ball away, which in many cases he should, and in some cases he doesn't see the receiver. Now, you heard Mark Sanchez. You heard Mike Quick on our broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to other people, and that's why I could see during the game that A.J. Brown was not a happy keeper.
Not happy at all.
Okay, I could tell. When you're open like that, and your eyes are looking at the quarterback, and the quarterback's looking at you, and you don't get the throw, there's something wrong. And then he's late. I don't know if Mike Quick said it on the broadcast, but somebody told me the touchdown to Devontae Smith, he was late on the throw. Now, it was a touchdown, but the ball should have been thrown earlier. Now, and Sanchez, I heard the clip, and I talked to Mark after the game, but I don't hear it on the air because I'm obviously down there on the field. But he said he was late on the throw to Dotson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're never going to get an answer from Jalen. And you know, I understand he's trying to, you know, that's just who he is. Is he afraid to throw the ball because he's so paranoid about turnovers? Sometimes you got to throw it in the tight windows. And if you have confidence and believe in yourself, you're going to make those throws. And quarterback rating, for a change, Kyle's right. The quarterback rating.
It's been a while. It's a good time for him.
I know. I'm going to pull that audio.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been since he's a child. All right. So, but the quarterback rating is the biggest joke and farce in the NFL. To look at Jalen Hurts, whose his quarterback rating yesterday was 110, and Josh Allen was 117. Now, are you going to tell me that those two guys are
they weren't
close?
In the same stratosphere yesterday, yeah.
I know. It's just unbelievable. Hey, listen, we all want the Eagles to win, and that includes me. And we all want the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl so somebody else can drive that stinking bus of yours because you guys aren't allowed yet.
Well, you don't even have a seat on our
take
bus.
Us off
it's
the,
our
taking
bus,
us off
Howard. Our own
you're
bus.
Not driving it, though. You're not driving
it. I don't want to drive it. I'm not.
Yeah, but you've been on and off the bandwagon. And when I hear somebody blame the coaches, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. They're trying to make play calls that are, in some cases, that are comfortable for the players, and that includes the quarterback. Mm. And it's like you can't put a square peg in a round hole. You, Douglas, tries to do it too much. But you can't put – I mean, that's what Chip Kelly tried to do. But these coaches, that's why it took so long to get him under center a little bit more, because he wasn't comfortable with it. Okay, if you're not comfortable – you can't force somebody to do something that they're not comfortable with. But I think if anybody doesn't agree that Jalen Hurts needs to get better, then they're clueless. O.G. Wade has to be banned from WIP.
He needs a deep breath. Compare Allen and Hurts. Like, we got to stop. One guy is the favorite for the MVP, and one guy is being carried here. All right, Howard, let's unpack something late in the game yesterday. And this will surprise you, Howard. Ready for this? I agreed with Nick Sirianni, and I thought he made the wise decision. But what went into his decision is really the story. So 4th and 8, they had a couple options there, right, Howard? They could have went for a field goal, which I think most situations, if you feel good about your kicker right now, you'd go for the field goal to go up 2 scores and be up 9 and end the game. He didn't do that. They could have went for it, Howard, because if the ball goes in the end zone on the punt, it's only about a 16-yard difference from the 36 to the 20. So they could have thrown there on 4th and 8, but obviously I don't trust the quarterback right now. And Howard, he chose to punt. They downed it. It worked out. But let's go to the part about the kicker. He said the wind... Do you think that was it, or do you think they're worried about Elliott right now making these kicks?
I think it's a combination of things. And one of them, yes, probably in some way is Jake Elliott and worrying about his percentages these days. And I believe in Jake Elliott, and sometimes it's like a golfer. I always compare it to a golfer. Golfers are sometimes in a zone for such a long time, and then all of a sudden they go out of it, and it's hard to get back in it. Justin Tucker is, this guy was the best in the universe for how many years? I don't even know if he's going to be on that team next year. There's something about kickers. But, and being down there, I know what the temperature was, but it was cold. So before the game, let me just give you a little dynamic here. Before the game, they kind of set a line, an imaginary line distance on what their kicker, in this case the Eagles, should attempt a field goal from. What is the distance? And they look at it both directions. Before the game, it was right on the line that they set. And it was colder. Remember, it's the fourth quarter.
Sure.
And it's colder. I'm telling you, it said like it was around 50 degrees. It didn't feel, it felt cold because in the winter it's damp. So the ball doesn't, I don't want to get into all that because I'm a meteorologist. I don't want to get into all that stuff.
One hat at a time here. This is football right. Analyst hour.
Yeah, the ball doesn't travel as far. And then, so it's that. It's a little concerned about Jake Elliott. And the smart play was to try to pin him because your punter is really good.
Yeah,
right,
and it worked.
Now.
And it worked out well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maddox
so
got
that,
down there.
For that reason, he did make the right decision. And anybody that thought it was the wrong decision doesn't understand a lot of things about what's going on in that football game. But just feeling it, I'm saying he can't go for it here. I just know the kick. There's elements, and then there's Jake, and I think it's a small part of Jake, but it's the element. assignments, and you put it on your defense. You just put it on your defense, and they're the best part of your team right now.
Howard, let's end with this. What did you make of A.J. Brown's comments after the game? Look, I think he's being honest. I think he's right. But should he have aired it out like that? Because it obviously creates a whole discourse about the passing game.
Well, in one case, Hugh is right. Because right after a game, you're very emotional. And that's kind of almost, you know, it's within a half an hour, 40 minutes after the game. Mm-hmm. And he's still upset because he knows he was open. He understands that with Saquon Barkley, he's not going to get as many passes as he would get if Barkley wasn't here. But he also knows when he's open and the ball's not getting to him. Should he have said it? No, it's great for us, but should he have said it? No, he shouldn't have said it. He should have kept it inside. And then Jalen Hurts kind of tap dances around it after the game, too. But it's just he tap danced around, and I think it was real clear. If anybody interprets what A.J. Brown said as the coaches calling plays, they are clueless. It really comes down when everybody knows, because in the world we have now a video, it's impossible not to know if a receiver is open. It's impossible not to know that. And if you're ignoring that, then you're foolish.
Well, we have video. We have Mike Quick. We have Mark Sanchez. We have A.J. Brown. I mean, everyone's pointing us the same direction
here.
He
should have kept it inside. But, hey, listen, he got it out there. Maybe it'll reach, it's already reached Jalen Hurts. And just... he's got to be better. He's better than he was last year. He's got to be better. And it's just, we all want that. Is it possible? We'll see. But he has times that he runs that he shouldn't. And we get all excited with his runs and his touchdowns. You know, all his touchdowns, which they look at, you know, how many touchdowns are on tush pushes? So that's really irrelevant. It's just those touchdowns mean nothing. So he's got to get better, and we all want that. And I'll touch on one other thing because mm-hmm. you busted my chops about it. Sometimes when you talk to somebody and you get information, it is, hey, listen, you can't say anything, but you have a background and knowledge.
Did you have the Soto scoop?
Yeah,
see,
now you're trying to justify not telling us.
You got to learn what this business is.
Just answer me this. Yesterday, when you were on it.
You didn't want to tell us. You knew.
Yeah. When you were up there with us yesterday, did you get a sense he was going to the Mets? Or what did you know yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, you should have told us.
No, I can't.
You could have told us in confidence.
You could have broke the story 8 hours before it happened.
No, I can't, because he wasn't 100%, but he had a definite feeling. A strong indication that he was going to the Mets. And, you know, he's just trying to, you know, he's the manager. He's not the general manager. And I guess he was hoping, but he knew it was going to happen last night. And, you know, sometimes when you get something, you're told, and it's just you can't say anything, and you respect, you know, how many times, you know, I'm better than the FBI. So many times you're told things and you can't say anything.
Well, yesterday was a chance at Insider of the Year, Howard, and
you blew it.
It's over.
I'm already the insider. That's why I don't know.
Elliot was the one that asked that question to AJ.
Asking the question doesn't make you an insider. It just makes you ask the question. It's just,
all right, Howard, you're going to have to make up for this. You had a Soto scoop and you let it go.
You didn't share it with us.
Aaron Boone explained a lot. Because I busted his chops about it. I says, you're one of those idiots that love analytics. And he uses it not as an end-all, be-all like the people here in Philadelphia do with the Phillies. You know, he uses it differently. But he gave me a lot of background on analytics, which the Phillies people don't really tell you, because they justify these guys swinging and missing.
So you're an analytics guy now? Is that what you're telling us?
I'm telling you that I've learned a little
bit. Wow. And we'll save this for baseball season. All right, Howard.
Okay.
Have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.
You dopes.
All right, there he goes. Howard Eskin holding out Soto scoops with us.
He could have told us yesterday in confidence.
He knew, he said. I mean, he told Aaron Boone, I guess, had a feeling yesterday. Things were not going well for that side.
Yeah,
all right. There goes Howard. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to all the reaction here on the game. Jalen Hurts before.